You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And as conflict rages on in Ukraine, an NGO, Save the Children, is keeping tabs on the well-being of children in the region and also leaving the region due to the conflict. This morning I spoke to Advocacy Director Jackie Southey about their recent reports on the state of education and mental well-being on Ukrainian children. I started by asking Jackie what proportion of Ukrainian refugees are children.
Around 7.7 million refugees have fled Ukraine in search of safety, and 40% of these are estimated to be children. And many of these children have witnessed distressing events, being forced to flee their homes and leave their loved ones behind, as well as the brutal conflict that they've endured.
So what has the impact of displacement been on children mentally?
Children who have fled Ukraine report struggling with their mental health, with more than one in two children surveyed feeling anxious or feeling worried about their future. And many are struggling to access school. So because they're not accessing school, they're not making new friends or engaging in the fun activities that children wish to participate in, such as sports, the arts, and worries about their ongoing learning. So these children have heightened anxieties and are also experiencing loneliness due to the exclusion from society.
Has the support and offer of refuge in many other European countries, has that done anything to mitigate these negative effects?
Yes, it has. In the countries, or even within countries, it's not a blanket response. So for children that can access their school and can make new friends and have support to learn the new language, these children support significantly reduce feelings of anxiety and loneliness. However, the report showed that for older children or children that were not supported to learn the language of the country, this was a real barrier for them to being able to join in schools. And some reported wanting to make friends, but the children in the host countries didn't talk to them. So that's an issue of adults supporting these new children being able to join into these new communities, learn the language and have support to, I wouldn't say assimilate, but certainly to be part of the communities and feel welcomed.
So has the Temporary Protection Directive, which gives Ukrainian refugees fast residency permits and access to services, has that been supplying Ukrainian children with the services that they need, like schooling? Are they all enrolled and going to school in the first instance?
Well, not all are enrolled. And while that opportunity to enrol does exist, more supports are required. So some schools lack capacity to take on extra students. Others don't have the language support teachers that are required to help these children learn a new language and to be able to learn while they're at school. Others are struggling to access the psychological supports they need through the health system, and some of that may be that they're not sure about how to go about it. There is a cohort of children, around 25%, who wish to stay enrolled with their Ukrainian schooling online. And while that's positive, it does mean that they're not getting the in-person benefits of being at school. Some of these feelings are driven by a sense of temporary relocation, so they really want to go back to Ukraine, but that doesn't look likely to happen anytime soon.
Is there a key finding from the report that you think the public should really be aware of?
Well, it's really important to understand the benefits that school connecting with communities can bring for children in supporting their psychological wellness. 78% of children over the age of 16 felt feeling significantly more anxious than their younger peers since fleeing Ukraine. So older children are really suffering the impacts of this conflict, and they're also struggling to access schooling and make new friends. So together they're facing an increased burden of psychological distress and feelings of exclusion and loneliness.
I also understand that blackouts within Ukraine are causing problems with access to schooling and education. What proportion of children are learning from home or not going to school at the moment?
Well, a number of children are missing out on their education due to the ongoing blackouts. And as we see missile attacks increase and those services disrupted, this continues to grow, unfortunately. Our report showed around 4.5 million households are without electricity, and children within those households struggled to be able to access their online learning. So in a survey of more than 1,600 caregivers across the Ukraine, which is a small sample of the wider number, half of them reported that between October 10 to 20th, their children missed out on online classes. So they were even unable to do simple things like homework. Often they can't access a shelter because, again, there's no electricity. So these children are literally being left in the dark.
So what sort of work across, I guess, a multitude of entities is being done to mitigate these lapses in education?
Well, Save the Children has a number of schooling supports in place. Some of that is supporting child-friendly learning spaces. We advocate to governments provide the resources that are required for children to join their schooling in the host countries. We also provide psychological supports for children inside and outside of Ukraine in various countries such as Romania. So while NGOs can do so much, it is also up to having a partnership with governments to be able to work together to provide those structural services that children really need, such as the language supports to join in their school. And of course, there's the work that we're doing to support a peaceful resolution to this crisis, which is, I guess, a political situation. And we really need our politicians, governments across the world to step up to find a diplomatic resolution.
That was me speaking to Jackie Southey from Save the Children about their work looking at the well-being of child refugees from Ukraine.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.